We are willing to pay the higher taxes in practice as a result. We increased federal spending over my budget, some in Congress and proposed. You should ask your senators and congressmen to override my veto. But if you want to stop the rise in taxes and prices, then I have a suggestion. I remember when I was a congressman and senator, I always seemed to hear from those who wanted government to spend more. And I seldom heard from the people who have to pay the bill, the taxpayers. If your congressman and senator has the courage to vote against more spending so that you won't have to pay higher taxes or prices, let him know who's for. Winning the battle to hold down the federal budget is essential if we are to achieve our goal of a new prosperity without war. I ask tonight for your support in helping to win this vitally important battle. Let me turn finally tonight to another great challenge we face. As we end America's longest war, let us resolve we shall not lose peace. During the past year, we have made great progress toward our goal of a generation of peace for America. The war in Vietnam has been ended. After 20 years of hostility and confrontation, we have opened a constructive new relation with the People's Republic of China, a country in which one fourth of all the people of the world live. We negotiated last year with the Soviet Union a number of important agreements, including an agreement which takes a major step in limiting nuclear arms. There are those who take the view that if we made this progress toward peace, why not cut the defense budget? Well, let's look at the facts. Our defense budget today takes the lowest percentage of our gross national in 20 years. There is nothing I would like better than to be able to reduce it further. But we must never forget that we would not have made the progress toward lasting peace that we have made in this past year unless we had the military strength that commanded respect. This year, we have begun new negotiations with the Soviet Union for further limitations on nuclear arms. We should be participating later in the year in negotiations for mutual reduction of forces in Russia. If prior to these negotiations, we unilaterally reduce our defense budget or reduce our forces in Europe, any chance for successful negotiations for a mutual reduction of forces or limitation of arms will be destroyed. There is one unbreakable rule in international diplomacy. You can't get something in a negotiation unless you have something to give. If we cut our defenses before negotiations begin, any incentive for other nations to cut theirs will go right out the window. If the United States reduces its defenses and others do not, it increases the danger of war. It is only a mutual reduction of forces that will reduce the danger of war. We must maintain our strength until we get agreements under which other nations will join us in reducing the burden of arms. What is at stake? Whether the United States shall become the second strongest nation in the world. If that day should ever come, chances for building a new structure of peace in the world would be irreparably damaged, and free nations everywhere would be living in moral danger. A strong United States is not a threat for peace. It is the free world's indispensable guardian of peace and freedom. I ask for your support for keeping the strength which enabled us to make such great progress toward world peace in this past year, and which is indispensable as we continue our bold new initiatives in peace for the years ahead. Consider some of our problems tonight. Let us never forget how fortunate we are to be living in America at this time. We have ended the longest and most difficult war in our history in a way that maintained the trust of our allies and the respect of our enemies. We are the strongest and most prosperous nation in the world. Because of our strength, America has the magnificent opportunity to play the leading role of bringing down the walls of hostility which divide the people of the world, in reducing the burden of arms, of building a structure of lasting peace in the world. Because of our wealth, we have the means to move forward. received so much renewal. Men who have suffered so much for them, men who have suffered so much for them, could have such a, let us who have received